Let's go back now to the divvy up of the top jobs in Brussels, getting underway today when EU leaders gather in Brussels for that informal summit that we were talking about a little earlier. The jobs include who will be the next president of the European Council, foreign affairs, will Ursula von der Leyen continue to lead the Commission, and indeed, who will be Ireland's next commissioner and what portfolio will they land? Well, we're going to discuss this with our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. But first, Paul, let's talk domestic politics. Four by-elections, indeed. Four TDs heading to Brussels. How soon must the by-elections be held? What are the logistics here?
Well, the three opposition TDs and one government TD become MEPs on July 16th. So the writ for the by-elections must be moved within 6 months of that date. So that would take us up to January 15th if the government decided to stretch it out. Now, the Electoral Act says the by-elections have to take place no later or no earlier than 17 days and no later than 25 days after the writ being moved. But there is another rule, Rule 40, which states that a general election takes precedence over a by-election. So it's an option. I'm not saying the government will, but after moving the by-election writs in mid-January, they could dissolve the Dáil in early February, and then the by-elections would simply disappear. Then in either 3 or 4 weeks in early March, the government would, or the people would go to the polls to vote in a new government, and the by-elections would simply never happen. Now, there could be a political price to pay for that. It could be deemed a sleight of hand, but it's an option.
Why would they do that?
Because it means they wouldn't have to hold by-elections. Many times by-elections are bad for the sitting government. They end up getting pummeled and it's just something the government wouldn't necessarily want to do. Mm. Now, saying against that, the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, says he's not scared of by-elections. Indeed, the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, said he likes them, and after the local and European elections, they might fancy their chances. But it's just, it's a technical rule, and it's something they could apply if they wanted to.
How often can Simon Harris say, no, there won't be an early general election post the budget in October? How long can he say that and then perhaps change his mind?
He can say it every day until such a time as he decides that he's going to go and have a general election.
Though,
it's completely in his gift, and it may be the case that he hasn't firmly decided what he wants to do. He's keeping his options open. He's under no obligation to lay out a pathway to the general election. So it's something that he can choose to do. I think you're right. In the past, if you look at, say, a Taoiseach like Bertie Ahern, he was famous for running it right up to the last day. And even though he was asked the question regularly, that's what happened. So it's a question of what Simon Harris wants to do. But certainly, the feeling on the government backbenches as well as on the opposition benches, as this one is likely, the plug is likely to be pulled once the budget is announced in the Dáil on the 8th of October, and then the government gets the finance bill and the social welfare bill through the Oireachtas to give effect of the decisions announced by Michael McGrath and Pascal Donoghue.
You and I, Paul, will speculate about this again. But anyway, listen, let's turn our attention to Brussels. Talk to me about the divvy up of jobs, particularly the speculation around the next Irish commissioner, which of course could also have a knock-on effect on government here.
Yeah, I mean, there was speculation, people might remember, that the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, that he was going to be the next commissioner after having been Taoiseach, he was going to move on up. Now the focus of attention is on the finance minister, Michael McGrath. Both of them are Fianna Fáil people we're talking about, and that's because it's in the gift of Taoiseach and Micheál Martin to choose the next commissioner under the coalition formation deal all the way back in 2020. Now, Ireland's current commissioner, Mairead McGuinness, was on RT Radio saying that she was available to serve another term, a second term, but I think that's unlikely. But we haven't got any firm views on this, and that's because, like Taoiseach Simon Harris, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin is keeping mum and not telling us what he's thinking. Yeah.
And if I can eke another 20 seconds here, if Ursula von der Leyen continues as Commission President, will she be well disposed towards Ireland and a decent commissionership?
Well, she certainly had the backing of Fine Gael. Fine Gael is part of the EPP, and that's the political grouping which Ursula von der Leyen comes from. So that would be one thing. The question is, if all of the Fianna Fáil MEPs are voting against her, maybe she might have other views on it. We simply don't know.
And just your reporting this morning about this fallout from Ireland's recognition of a Palestinian state along with Spain and Norway, and some communications coming from the Israeli side.
Yeah, the Israeli Prime Minister's office made an announcement yesterday that its security cabinet had discussed taking steps to strengthen settlement in Judea and Samaria. Now, that includes the Palestinian Authority territory in the West Bank. And it said this was in response to the countries that unilaterally recognised a Palestinian state after October 7th, as well as a series of responses against the Palestinian Authority following its actions against Israel in international bodies. So basically, it's pointing the finger at Ireland, along with Spain and Norway, and saying, because of your decision, this justifies us increasing illegal settlements in the West Bank. I mean, it's a hardening of the line by Benjamin Netanyahu. It follows on from his announcement that he was critical of an announcement by the military to hold daily tactical pauses in the fighting. And it seems that once Benny Gantz left the cabinet, the hardliners have the iron grip within Israel, and they're going to push on every front.
That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. News headlines from Brian Jennings.